Welcome. This is a nighttime story about the magical progression of the day into night and the night into day. So soften the lights, get cozy. It's time to unwind. The farmers pause expectantly in their fields of green and gold at the telltale sound of thundering hooves above them. They crane their necks and squint up at the four winged horses straining against the weight of the mighty chariot they pull behind them. Shining Helios, god of the sun, spurs them onward with a sharp cry. He glances over his shoulder at the precious charge they ferry from one end of the sky to the other. Only Helios could dare to look or even bear to witness the ferocious intensity of the sun so close up. He is the only being in the universe entrusted with this task, the only entity powerful enough to accomplish it. Every morning and every evening, Helios drives his chariot across the horizons. And every morning and evening, he gets swept away in the sheer exhilaration and improbability of it all. He throws his head back in a booming laugh, all sharp edges and wild abandon. The god of the sun is a fitting title. He emanates all of the power and grace and wonder of the celestial body he governs. Strength radiates from him in shimmering waves. He is dazzling, almost arrogant in his beauty. A strong jaw and piercing eyes. Aquiline nose. Bronzed skin and hair which ripples like veins of gold down his shoulders. From far below, the farmers watch in awe as Helios passes. His magnificent chariot, burnished and blazing in shades of copper, echoes the work of their own calloused hands. The giant wheels till the endless field of sky above them, churning through the clouds and turning over the great cosmic soil. Cerulean blue gives way to scarlet, gives way to gold and purple. The Pegasi, his great winged horses, kick up great clouds of coloured dust, which trail like streamers behind them. The sun christens them with its warmth and with its light, until the sky seems to burn with it. This haphazard masterpiece of waning daylight, streaked generously with orange sparks and blooming watercolour-like with shades of lavender and rose. It is only a matter of time now before Helios and his team will make it to the coast. They will skim over the great crashing waves and unite salt and surf, sand and sun. The sun will be dipped into the ocean and the torch of another day shall be extinguished. The farmers are already aware of the oncoming twilight. It steals like a spectre behind the chariot, chasing away the crimsons and golds with dusty shades of periwinkle. Where Helios travels, so the twilight follows. The sun's shadow, the moon's herald. For as the god descends, so his twin arises. Selena, goddess of the moon. Her chariot, carved from the marble of the moon itself, is steadily beginning its ascent to the celestial vaults. Winged horses do not precede the cart, but oxen, a pair downed with coats so white as to be almost translucent in appearance. They lower their heads and plod patiently on, working with a quiet, muted dignity which befits the noble goddess who guides them. It is more than her driving style which distinguishes Selena from her brother. Where Helios is fair, Selena is dark. Her eyes and hair are midnight-hued, shadowed against her skin like the play of light on the moon. In temperament, too, are they at odds with one another. Selena does not smile like her brother, nor does she laugh. Her gaze is even, her demeanor temperate. It is their sense of wonder for this timeless tradition, this ageless transition between the day and the night, is what unifies them both. Under her careful care, the moon drifts, dreamlike, higher and higher, trailing starlight in its wake. Velvety black ribbons and sparkling streamers unfurl into the darkening sky, heralding the oncoming night. The chaotic beauty of her brother's earlier passage has dimmed with the periwinkle greys of twilight. Now, Selena soothes the sky with a loving touch. The moon radiates light, radiates darkness as it rises. The sky yields to deep blues and inky darkness, obeying the silent call to lay down arms and rest. The lingering heat of the sun evaporates and cools into a pleasant evening chill. The sudden drop in temperature is a welcome one, refreshing against the skin, an invigorating embrace. The moon dawns and a secret world stirs awake, while the other will soon be seeking slumber. The stars are emerging, like pinpricks of light against the gauzy veil of the evening. Selena's chariot glides on, agile and graceful, until the oxen gentle to a stop. Selena unhooks the moon from its harness and affixes it to the sky. And instantly, the constellations begin to come alive. The stars flash blue-white in their respective shapes. They shimmer as the rays of the moon swirl in clouds around them. When the sky clears, the constellations are animated. The creatures and creations contained within them waking up and stretching. Among these is an owl named Noctua. Selina had set her into the stars herself, many, many moons ago. The goddess lays her hand on the twinkling prism of moonlight, surrounding the bird as she passes. Unbeknownst to Selina, some strange silvery magic has been conjured by her touch. It is as if a great cosmic cage has been opened. If she had happened to chance a look behind her just then, she might have witnessed the curious spectacle of Noctua stepping out of the stars. The owl blinks the sleep from her eyes and cranes her neck from side to side. She shakes the stardust from her sparkling wings. It pours down in shimmering sheets as she sets off silently into the night. Selina's chariot is fast fading in the distance. The oxen, now relieved of their burden, are moving at a fast clip. Noctua watches them go, contemplating following before setting off in the opposite direction. She glides on a gentle breeze. The crisp air ruffles through her feathers as she skims gleefully through the sea of stars. Her body is largely translucent, more of an echo of life than any actual substance. But the lower and lower she travels, the more and more solid she appears. It is only a matter of time before she becomes like any other winged creature of the night. Noctua soars over the snow-capped peaks of the blue velvet mountain range below her. The moon gives it her full attention. Each summit is glittering with crystallized starlight. The blanket of snow is untouched and almost seems to burn with the purity and brightness of it. But it is another light that catches her attention now. She cocks her head to the side as she studies it with her keen eyes. A little town glowing cozily in the distance. It is bathed in a warm, rosy light, so different from the cool tones of moonlight streaming down around her. Though the hour is late, there is still a flurry of sound and activity in the town, which beckons her in. Noctua circles high above it. The snow has not yet reached this pocket of civilization, save for a barely there dusting of it on the rooftops and an edge of frost on the windows. What few traces there are will melt away like dreams in the morning light. She swoops lower, tempted to roam these man-made streets. But somewhere within her constellated veins is a primal call singing through her bones. The wildness of the forest, the no man's land between town and mountain, does not beckon, it demands. And so Noctua beats her mighty wings and chases after raw nature instead. She dives down, immersing herself in a pristine world of early snow and late shadow, hidden among the evergreens. The wind carries her along on playful currents, and Noctua cries out in jubilee for the gift and the exhilaration of flight. Hers is not the screech of a common owl, but an otherworldly call that seems to hang and shimmer in the air. It rings out in the waiting darkness and is answered by the faint, plaintive melody of a wolf. Other wolves begin to take up the song, and Noctua seems to soar on it. She rises and falls with each haunting change in pitch. It is a fitting accompaniment for one so ethereal. Noctua casts no shadow of her own, but rather the silvery traces of a starlit silhouette. Her eyes reflect entire universes in their fathomless depths, and her wings glow subtly in the moonlight. She flies lower now, passing over an unlit pond, its water so dark as to be invisible to all but her keen eyes. One star-gilt wing is dipped into the pitch-black pool, and it is as if a thousand fireworks have been set off at once. There is a surreal, almost blinding flash of white light that illuminates the area like a second sun. When the light finally fades and the water is smooth as glass once more, Noctua's parting blessing is revealed. The pond is left sparkling with starlight, a perfect mirror for the shining diamond mine sky above them. In the center of the reflection is the moon, crowned with gems like so many halos. A moment later, the mirror begins to ripple as a young deer, no doubt attracted by the sudden light, begins to drink her fill. Stars scatter with every gentle lap of the doe's pink tongue. The now silvery water is refreshingly cool, with an unexpected sweetness to its taste. The doe's head is bowed low as she drinks. A creature out of place for this time of night, yet completely at ease with her surroundings. A certain peace has descended in the wake of the constellation's visit. The world seems brighter, calmer, more trusting. All is well. When the doe has sufficiently quenched her thirst, she stretches her tawny neck and ambles back off through the undergrowth. She delicately picks her way through the loamy coverings of soft earth, fallen leaves, and the fresh covering of new snow. Her steps are quiet, save for the occasional crunch of ice and foliage underfoot. The moonlight glints and glimmers off the tracks that she leaves behind. The full moon illuminates each step of her path as she winds her way through the forest. All around her, insects chirp their falsetto melody from their hiding places, and a knot of toads are croaking in throaty baritone counterpoint. There is even a scattering of birdsong woven in by the whispering wind throughout. A sudden rustling of leaves causes the doe to stop short, not out of any type of fear, but simply out of curiosity. Her sharp ears prick up, and she waits for her unexpected visitor to appear. Another creature out for a midnight stroll. The fox pays her no heed as he emerges from the bushes. His fur is a brilliant scarlet-orange hue, offset by delicate white paws and a dark-tipped tail. His eyes sparkle in a narrow, clever face. His nose is pressed to the ground as he idly tracks a scent all the way to a set of sleek, black hooves. The fox looks up in surprise at the doe, as if startled out of a reverie. A long moment passes as the two creatures study one another. The magic of the moonlight has long since cast its spell, so the fox dips his head in a bow of acknowledgement before taking his leave. He slips past the deer unhurried as he continues on his way. The doe watches him depart with mild interest before she too turns away from this sacred place in search of a place to settle down for the night. The cool air is crisp with a number of different scents. The clean, spicy scent of the evergreen trees, the musk of other animals, the lingering traces of earlier travelers through this area. The fox inhales deeply. He smells flowers and soil and herbs. The earth is damp beneath his paws, snow giving way to slush and mud as he strays further and further away from the forest. He follows the sweet scent of wood smoke, lazily billowing from a distant fireplace. It carries out of the tree line until he finds himself on the side of a dirt road. A new smell keeps him half hidden in shadow. The ground under his paws shake slightly, and his ears alert to a distant whinny. The fox hears the rhythmic clip-clop of hooves and the rhythmic tumbling of wheels turning moments before the horse arrives, wooden cart in tow. The driver's lantern casts a golden haze at odds with the stars above, a modest fire competing with the blue-white blaze of the night sky. The fox watches until the light recedes into the distance. He waits until silence has descended once more before he quickly crosses to the other side and finds himself on a farm. The grass is springy beneath his paws, coated in a thin layer of dew and frost. The fox pads quietly along, taking his time exploring his new surroundings. The animals are untroubled, if they are even aware at all of his presence as he passes by them. The sheep are spread out like so many clouds on a dark field of sky. The cows slumber upright nearby in their herd. Further in, the pigs snort and roll over in their sleep. Their troughs are still half full of slop, a detail that does not go unnoticed by the fox. He sniffs at the remaining food before wandering off to a different pen. The goats rest on a sweet-smelling blanket of scattered hay. A young kid mumbles indistinctly before curling in closer to his mother. The chicken coop, too, is still marked by low clucking and the ruffling of feathers as they settle deeper into their roosts. A sudden bark causes the fox to freeze in his tracks. His eyes dart around and alight upon the long, drooping ears and greying face of an elderly dog. He relaxes instantly upon seeing that the hound is fast asleep. The The dog rests on his side, paws twitching and tail thudding in an imagined chase. The muted barks and whimpers accompany this dreamtime endeavor. The fox tilts his head to the side, curious, as he takes in this unusual scene. Eventually, he diverts towards the vegetable patch. A closer inspection reveals that he is not the only creature to have visited the neatly planted rows and climbing trellises. Lettuce and spinach, garlic and broccoli, onions and sprouts, turnips, beets and radishes. All the vibrant and leafy bounty of a fall harvest that is being enjoyed by both rabbits and humans alike. With the clearly abundant surplus, however, it seems that the farmer has paid the extra mouths he feeds no mind. There are no traps or wire fencing to keep the animals out. There is plenty enough for everyone to partake. The fox sniffs and snuffles his way through the assorted offerings until the vegetables have given way to flowers. The garden is lovingly tended to with handmade planter boxes and tended to with an air of loving indifference. The flowers are allowed to grow wild, within reason. The blossoms are sweetly tucked in for the night, cozy in their soft, dark beds. An evening primrose glows white in the darkness, not too far away. The fox tentatively presses his nose against the fragrant petals before launching into a series of loud and vociferous sneezes. He shakes his head as he trots off. The dog lifts his head and whines as the fox passes by him before falling back into a heavy sleep. The sky is starting to shift and lighten as he treks back into the forest and returns to the comfort and homeliness of his den. He curls up into a ball and settles down to sleep as the dawn chorus begins to serenade him with their early morning lullaby. The blackbird's song is the first to emerge in the bracing cool of a brand new day. His sweet, flute-like voice rings out pleasantly among the trees before the robin rises to take up the tune. A sharper voice, with a brighter timbre, puts a new spin on the arrangement as their voices weave in dueling harmony within this early morning duet. The warbler bursts in with a whistling riff. Her cheerful trill adds new colour and texture to the sound as the sky is bathed in a gentle, icy blue. The last harbinger of dawn chimes in, the finch interjecting with his rapid fire cheeping to ornament the piece. Their combined song soars upwards on the wings of the wind, just as Eos, goddess of the dawn, welcomes her sister home. Rosy Eos opens the great gates to the finely carved chariot. The sky is warmed by the faintest brush of her hands. Soft, blushing tendrils of colour beginning to bloom across the horizon. She smiles as Selena's team of oxen finally come to rest in the stable and helps her sister out. Before them, Helio is readying for his own voyage. The Pegasi stamp their feet impatiently, wings folded behind them. Hot air steams from their nostrils with every spirited toss of their golden heads. Helios soothes them with an outstretched hand before stepping in to the waiting chariot. A musical screech and the beating of wings causes all three siblings to pause. They look up as Noctua flies in, much to Selena's delighted surprise. She raises her arm, and the owl lands gracefully upon it. A laugh bubbles up from her lips as she strokes the moon-dusted feathers. Eos hands Helios the reins, and at his nod, sets the cosmic torch to the sun. It roars to life just as the chariot lurches forward and the Pegasi take off. The sisters watch their brother depart, witness the morning sky blaze pink and gold wherever the sun touches. Far below, a dog barks joyfully at the passing chariot and runs beneath it, chasing its shadow until his owner calls him back. The farmers are already returning to work in the fields. They stop to stare at Helios, at the shining beacon which heralds the start of their labors. A new day dawns, golden and triumphant, over the gentle world below. Thanks for taking the time to unwind with me.